USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump will take his first step back on the campaign trail and hold an in-person event Saturday at the White House. It will be his first in-person event since announcing he'd contracted the coronavirus last week. The event will focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. Former White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson tells Fox News the president should be ready to get back to a normal schedule.
So all we really need to know for the president is that he's asymptomatic and that he's been that way for a few days and that he has two negative tests, you know, that are at least 24 hours apart.
Hurricane Delta continues to batter the Gulf Coast of Louisiana with the strongest winds now reaching land and thousands without power in Louisiana and Texas. Flash flood warnings are now in effect in and around Lake Charles, Louisiana, as Delta continues to dump rain on the state. The hurricane will make official landfall within the next few hours, as forecasters continue to warn about a possible life-threatening storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The White House is responding to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the legislation she introduced Friday to create a committee to determine the fitness of a president. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany hit back at the speaker, suggesting on Fox News that she herself be examined.
The only one who needs to be looking at the 25th Amendment is Nancy Pelosi herself. She had that bizarre interview on ABC a few weeks ago. We're in the middle of it after she suggested using impeachment to make sure that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't get on the court. Impeachment of the President of the United States for carrying out his constitutional duty. In the middle of the interview, she blurts out, good morning, good Sunday morning. So maybe she's projecting here because the 25th Amendment, no reason for it to be considered with regard to the President of the United States.
A judge says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin can leave the state while awaiting trial. Chauvin is charged in the May death of George Floyd. A Hennepin County judge cited evidence of safety concerns after Chauvin was released from jail earlier this week on bond. The former officer faces murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett are scheduled to begin Monday morning. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn told C-SPAN about the process of holding a hearing of that magnitude in the middle of a pandemic.
We have had 125 hybrid hearings in the Senate since this took place. 21 of those have been at Judiciary Committee. That is the model. The hybrid model is what we will use for the hearings next week. They begin on Monday. They will finish on Thursday. We will then begin the process of voting her from committee, and we will take the final vote to move her to the floor for consideration on the 22nd. And then a few days later, you're going to have the vote to confirm her to the court. It will be done the last week of October.
Twitter says it's going to tighten restrictions on political candidates ahead of the November election. The social media company said Friday that it's taking additional steps to keep the platform from being used to manipulate or interfere in elections. Tweets, including those from candidates that prematurely declare victory, will be labeled as false, and tweets meant to incite interference with the election process will be deleted. The changes come a day after Facebook announced a similar set of measures, including banning political ads on the site after the polls closed on November 3rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.